the Public News Service Daily Newscast, September the 15th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. The Environmental Protection Agency has upheld Montana farmers' rights to repair their own equipment and says doing so does not violate the Clean Air Act.
Montana farmers and ranchers joined with the National Farmers Union in writing to the EPA to oppose equipment manufacturers and dealers who claimed farmers shouldn't be working on the emission control systems on their high-dollar machinery. The farmers union said the dealers cited the Clean Air Act as justification for limiting the right to repair their own gear. The EPA has sided with the farmers. Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer says the last thing a farmer or rancher wants to do is run afoul of the Clean Water Act.
It's quite frankly the opposite. What EPA wants and requires is the equipment manufacturers to give the farmers and ranchers and the equipment owners the tools so that they can maintain their emissions.
I'm Mark Moran.
Now for CBS News, as we file this newscast, Hurricane Lee barreling toward eastern New England and Canada's Atlantic coast and was expected to make landfall over the weekend. The Cat 1 storm, which grew at one point to a Cat 5, was expected to remain a very large and dangerous cyclone. That as it continued on a trajectory north, according to the National Hurricane Center. CBS reports forecasters warm coastal areas from New York's Long Island to the U.S.-Canada border, including Boston Harbor, Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket, could see a storm surge of about 1 to 3 feet. Meantime, the U.S. Census Bureau is out with new findings showing the nation's child poverty rate has more than doubled to 12%.
The dramatic increase in the 2022 child poverty rate came just 1 year after it reached a historic low of 5%. Samantha Waxman with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says things like inflation likely contributed, but there was a much bigger force at play.
The number reflects the expiration of pandemic assistance programs, including the expanded child tax credit.
Under the American Rescue Plan, the credit was temporarily expanded to $3,600 for children 6 and under and $3,000 for older kids. But negotiations failed in making it permanent. Congress is urged to revisit that decision. More states are adopting their own similar credit. North Dakota isn't among them. I'm Mike Moen.
A handful of other conservative-led states, like Oklahoma, have their own version of the credit. That's in addition to several other blue states. This is Public News Service. Across the country and in Arkansas, some daycare providers face the threat of closure if federal government aid that was initiated during the pandemic expires at the end of this month. More now from our Danielle Smith.
Over 91,000 children are at risk of losing child care in Arkansas, according to the Century Foundation. Olivia Gardner with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families says when the pandemic was raging, Arkansas used substantial funds to shore up the child care sector, to increase the number of children it could serve, and to make sure the facilities stayed open for frontline workers.
From March 2020 until March 2022, we only lost 48 providers in the state of Arkansas, but we also added 260 providers. Those stabilization funds, those pandemic relief dollars, really allowed us to be able to add those providers across the state.
In Arkansas, over 2,500 child care programs received American Rescue Plan support.
And a recent ruling from the Washington State Supreme Court lowers the barriers for bringing some childhood sexual abuse cases to court. Details now from Eric Tiganoff.
Justices unanimously ruled that the 3-year statute of limitation for these cases applies from the date of discovery of each element of the case. Seattle-based attorney Nate Roberts says, for instance, if someone in their mid-20s suffers psychologically because of childhood abuse, they have 3 years to file a claim against their alleged abuser. He adds there are more situations where the Wolf decision applies.
If they find out in their 30s, for example, that they were a ward of the state, at the time of the abuse and the state knew they were being abused and didn't intervene, then they would have 3 years from the day they acquire that knowledge in which to file a lawsuit against the state.
Robert says this makes more sense than applying the 3-year statute of limitation to the date of the abuse.
Finally, Travell Gomes lets us know if applying for college wasn't so difficult, maybe more people would enroll.
In a survey of 16 to 22-year-olds, more than half said applying for college is their most stressful academic experience so far, and they worry that even the slightest error will lessen their chances. Now Lumina Foundation, a nonprofit focused on education, has launched the Great Admissions Redesign, offering almost $3 million to state higher ed systems to rethink the way people apply. Lumina's Melanie Heath explains the goal.
What we want to do is send out a call for the best ideas in the country about how to simplify the admissions process.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations on your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.